Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. This is part four in our series, Dating Your Spouse. Today, we're talking about how to date at home.
And there's a quote attributed to Jane Austen that says, "There's nothing like staying at home for real comfort." Mm. And that's so true when we think about how to date at home. And we're going to dig into that quite extensively in today's show. But first, we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And a hug is an opportunity for you to hear from someone else in the one family, someone whose marriage has maybe been through the fire and come out on the other side. And this hug came from an email we received that said, "I found your podcast a month ago, right before I had to take a long drive. I think I listened to 16 episodes on the way there." Whoa. "And 16 more on the way back."
Wow.
That's a lot of shows. You. Thank you. He goes on to say, "My wife and I have been married for 7 years. We have a 5- and a 2-year-old, and I would say we have a great relationship. However, about every month or so, we had the same recurring fight. It all boiled down to me feeling rejected." Mm. "But this brought up so much other stuff, not ever real stuff. The episode about rejection was so our lifestyle. I would retaliate after rejection and say mean things or do something mean. This would turn into a much longer fight, dredging up all sorts of things that were irrelevant." Mm. "We've had the most wonderful talk since your podcast. We are practicing the intimacy lifestyle. We both love it. I knew we had a great marriage before, but your podcast really showed us the true potential. Mm. I'm so excited I found you at this point in our lives. I can't express how amazing it feels to take all the guessing out of sex. But on top of that, how amazing regular sex is for your relationship. Every aspect of our lives is more loving and connected. We are a better team together. I don't know why this isn't brought up more to younger couples. Thank you for sharing so much of your lives on the air. We are definitely lifetime listeners now."
Oh, I love it. Well, we're sharing it and we're going to continue sharing it because it needs to be talked about. For even, hey, not just for younger couples, it's just as much needed for those of you who are older. Mm-hmm. And for those of us who are right in the middle, we need to hear. And sometimes Elisa and I getting behind these microphones is us talking to one another, going through our lives, going, what do we need to look at right now in our own life? And when we've gone stale or sort of like the intimacy lifestyle, we're doing it. And yet, are we really into it? Mm-hmm. So we love it. And we're so excited for what's ahead for you guys.
And I would say, if you want to, you know, get this brought up more to younger couples, start sharing the show.
That's it.
Right? That's how it gets to those people that need to hear it.
And, so good.
You know, we're jumping in. Like Tony said, this is part four in this series. And you know, this series on dating your spouse, I think has been really eye-opening. It's been eye-opening to me to hear all the creative ideas. It was eye-opening, you know, in part one when we dug into that idea of what are the expectations around a date?
First and foremost. What do we expect out of a date in our marriage? What does that look like?
And I know for me, that was so helpful because I think that there were things that I had like unspoken expectations that when we were able to have that conversation, you and I on the air, I'm like, oh yeah, you know what? Mm-hmm. I do expect that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And part two was about getting creative because so many of us are in that place where it's the same old, same old, same old, same old, same old. Right. And so to use the Date Night Done Right guide to start getting creative, mm-hmm. like to think outside the box, to create a list so that we've got something to go off of. And in case you haven't picked yours up yet, you can get that at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/date night. And last week we talked about low cost date night ideas. Right. Look, what can you do that isn't going to break the bank? Because with the average cost, you know, couple spending, I don't know, like $165 or $185 a month, how can you bring that number down a little bit and still be dating one another?
Right.
And so this week, you know, there was definitely just in some of the comments that we received over the last few weeks. And specifically, I was talking to a coaching client the other day and they have a brand new baby. Okay. And so just kind of navigating that, you know, first child, navigating that, like, okay, how do we stay connected? But you know, baby's demanding. There was this need for us not just to do low cost and creative, but there was a need to say, okay, you know what? Can we actually do a show around how to date at home?
Right.
And what does that look like for couples? And, you know, I often joke that there are just certain things that are not written in stone, like the fact that date night doesn't have to be dinner and a movie. And another one that's not written in stone is the fact that date nights can only exist if you leave your home.
Mm.
Right. But I was thinking about it, I'm like, well, where did that come from? And I think it goes all the way back to like when you first start dating your spouse, for the most part, you're like, do you want to go out? Can I take you out on a date?
Yeah.
Right. There's language that we use that says we're going to go
somewhere. We're going to do something. We're going to leave mine or your place.
Right. And so we get into this expectation that in order for it to qualify as a date, we have to go out.
Mm.
But the truth of the matter is that there can be a lot of reasons why a couple would consider dating at home. And you can look at this in different seasons of your life. You can look at this in all different types of things, but maybe it's finances.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the two of you have made a commitment, which we know a lot of you in the one family have done this year. This is going to be the year that you're going to get out of debt,
mm-hmm.
but you still want to date each other because that connection really, really matters.
Can I say something with that?
Yeah.
You do need some fun money in there, in your cash flow plan, in your budget to date one another. Do not let getting out of debt supersede that,
mm-hmm.
because I will tell you, and I have seen it, young guys, older couples, whatever they're going after, especially in their debt, they will put off dating for a year, 2 years, 3 years so they can get out of debt. And yet they come at the end of that and their marriage is a mess because all they were focused on was getting out of debt. Man, you better wine and dine your princess, your queen. Do it. Put it in your budget. You can do, we did low cost.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to add at home. You can still do it for a low cost and at home and still make her feel special and important during this period. And women, vice versa. It goes both ways.
Absolutely. Boom. You know, so finances are one reason that couples might date at home. It might be, you know, where you are in your season with children.
Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, yes.
Like the couple that's got, you know, brand new baby, or maybe you've got, you know, so many kids that you're like, oh my gosh, like finding a babysitter for all the kids, you're like, too much. Or you don't even have sitters around, right? There are a lot mm-hmm. of couples that based on where they live or no family. So you've got to work around the fact that you have young children. For some, it's because you're in a place of extended illness.
Mm.
And so just the feasibility of getting out and doing that may be too much. And the reality is that as we're, you know, recording this show, there are, you know, crazy winter storms hitting part of the United States. And so weather,
mm-hmm.
you know, certain times of the year may be a huge factor for the two of you. And so how do we actually create something that says, okay, well, you know what, if we're snowed in, we could still have a date. Like there's nothing that says we can't, but you've got to be in that mindset that says it doesn't matter what our circumstances are. Can we still get to a place where we're not complaining about the fact? And this is where this show came from, like at its core, because I will have couples tell me and come up to me and they'll just be like, I honestly can't remember the last time we went on a date.
Mm.
We don't date anymore. Right. You know, I want to have a relaxing date. Everything is like such a production. And some people are like, you know, they'll just say, I want to spend time with my spouse. I just don't want to get dressed up. Quick caveat. It's okay to say that as long as you have a plan for how to date without getting all dressed up.
If that's where you're at. I mean, again, I think that goes back to the first part of the series where we're setting expectations. Does every date need to be a dress up and, you know, to the nine? Or can we have one date a quarter like that? And then, you know, three dates that are chill. We can go out in jeans and nice shirt. You know, those again, I think are the expectations that each of us have to have. So we understand what we're doing. And I really believe if we're putting down our money, then have a date that you're going to enjoy with your spouse. Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse than going out, spending $100, $120 and coming back home and going, why did we just do that? I've been there and it's setting the expectation. So go back to the part one, if you haven't, or you need to listen to it again, because then the three after really build upon that and for you to get into this place where you can have dates at home.
Absolutely. And, you know, when our kids were little, and we've shared it throughout the series, when our kids were little, we didn't have the extra money for a sitter. Mm-mm. So we would do date nights at home. I mean, it's amazing how your living room gets transformed. This isn't just for kids, folks. Your living room can be a totally different place if you put a blanket on the floor and mm-hmm. decide that's where you're going to eat. I know it seems really simplistic, but there, like as kids, we love that. There's nothing that says you can't put a blanket on the floor as an adult and put, you know, plates on there. And like one couple sent us this picture this past week of they're listening to the series. They turned on the fireplace app or whatever it is on mm-hmm. on their TV. So they've got the fireplace going,
right.
Lights are down. She said music was playing in the background and you just see on their living room floor, the blanket spread out with their two plates and napkins next to the plate. And she said, you know, it was absolutely amazing.
And wasn't it like in a blue hue or something? I mean, the lighting was just really cool, whatever they picked up there. So the vibe in the room was just...
There was just like a soft romantic thing going on there.
Yeah, it felt like a little bluesy. Like a blues club sort of going on in there, and you had the fireplace going. I felt like, my goodness, come on over and do that to my
I know.
House.
I was like, okay, you just upped the game. Right. But that was where we were as kids. And, you know, it's really interesting. Those of you that have little kids, I will tell you that when they get older and they're spending more time out of the house, you can actually, you know, move back into that place of dating at home because nobody's there. So you actually get to enjoy it when nobody's around.
And for us, I just want to share this right now. Our outdoor seating is getting a little ratty and old.
Mm-hmm.
And Elise and I we said to each other, we need to get new furniture out there because exactly what she said, our kids are getting older. They're out, they're doing things till 10 o'clock at night. You know, they're not around. And yet we have this gorgeous backyard and we haven't used it over the last year or so. And the main part is the furniture has gone a little ratty and we haven't done anything with it. So this year we've already talked about like, let's upgrade that
mm-hmm.
so we can get outside. We have a fire pit. We haven't bought wood or a fire block or anything. Like we need to take that step to make that at-home date special.
Absolutely. And you know, this whole series has been about exploring how to make dating more a part of what the two of you do together. Right? It's going back to that definition from last week where dating is about the connection. It's about that purposeful time that you spend with the one you love. And you, again, and I'm going to tell you for the fourth week in a row that dating does not have to be just dinner in a restaurant and a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I want you to just stop for a second and think about all the freedom. And I am using that word, like if I could make it all capital letters in your ears, I would. I'm not going to yell it. So you think it's capital letters. I'm just going to tell you. You have so much freedom when the two of you date at home, right? You have multiple rooms to enjoy in your home instead of sitting at a 3x3 table with 30 other strangers. Right? You can go build, and these ideas, guys, these are coming straight from the one family. You can build a fort in your living room. You can take a bath together. You can sit on the porch and watch the stars. Best part, you don't have to worry if the couple next to you is having a fight because there is no couple next to you.
Mm-hmm.
You have the freedom to be in different places in your home. You don't have to be quiet when you're watching the movie, right? You can make out.
Well, you can make out at a movie theater.
You can, but depending on
where you're... I think as we get older, we tend to brush that off as like, oh, those teenagers.
Well, and I think partly too is because we're like, well, you know what? If it's going to cost us $40 to see this movie,
yeah, might as well
like
watch
I actually want to watch the movie.
Yeah, this isn't back in the day. Like I used to go to the theater and Banning for a buck.
Right. Yeah, you know, if you're spending a dollar or two, you're like, whatever. But if I'm spending $40 to sit in a really nice cushy seat,
yeah,
like...
And you don't like French kissing or anyways, a long extended kissing. So our making out session would honestly, even at home, would last maybe, if it lasted 120 seconds, and that's 2 minutes. I'm making it sound a lot bigger.
I know you did. You were totally embellishing there with the seconds thing. That's cool.
I think we would be like winning.
Focus, focus, focus.
All right. Focus.
All I'm saying is you don't have to be quiet.
Okay.
Right. So, cause you can make out. Right. Mm-hmm. There are lots of epic makeout sessions happening in the one family. Somebody said they actually pause the movie when they're watching it to make love.
We've done that.
Because that's a great thing. Because you're like, you know what? It's all good.
We'll do that one.
Right. Or, you know, if you are like my husband, it's okay. You can actually carry on a conversation with your spouse while you're watching the movie and not disturb anybody else. And yes, Tony does that. Full on conversations. And not only that, but he's passed it on to his son. So... It just like we won't go to a movie with you all. I'm just telling you right now. You invite us to a movie, we're probably going to say no because I just know he's going to talk, right? just Just a little, I love you.
It's the truth. Yes.
I love you. You also aren't limited to what's on the menu wherever you go. So many of you in the one family, you're like, we make our menu, right? Whether you're baking cookies together, you're making dinner for your love. There were a lot of people that are like, you know what? I like when I can just make dinner for him or her. They're creating charcuterie boards. They're, you know, finding a new recipe. They're doing all of these different types of things that allow you to have this creativity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we find a new recipe and we find a new to us wine and we pair it together. We, you know, try something. We grill steaks and we add a, you know, something extra for dessert. There are all these different options that you have that literally, if you go to the same restaurant that you always go to and you order the exact same thing, where's the variety in that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You don't have it. The other thing about dating at home is that you can totally wear comfy clothes. And here's the beauty of that. You don't have to wait until you get home in order to undress your spouse. Because here's the thing. You are home. You can stop whatever you're doing and just get naked. It's okay. It's all good. In fact, it's super easy to do. We've done it.
And I just want to say, for those of you who do have youngers and you're like, well, that wouldn't happen here because what if my kids wake up? I would say be the catalyst of starting a babysitting co-op in your neighborhood or around with folks that you know. And the way we did this years ago when our kids were younger, I think it was four families, if I'm correct. We each had a week where we took all the kids, and whoever took all the kids, the other three got to go out. And we did that. And it worked great. And I don't remember if it was every week or every other week or how we set that up. I don't remember at this point in time. And yet it was one of the coolest things to do, because if you can find folks in your neighborhood to do that, or maybe even a little bit farther away, hey, one parent is driving the kids over, getting them dropped off for the next hour. I think it was usually about 2 hours. I think
we maxed on 2 hours.
Well, I think we maxed on two hours, but it was still great. It was still enough time to be able to run back home where the other spouse was already taking care of dinner or getting things ready. And we had some time down, we could chill, and then hey, go pick up the kiddos again. Mm-hmm. And that's what we had. We did what we had time for in that season, but we didn't give it up. And I'm so glad that we did that back then, because it did give us some time where we wouldn't have done it otherwise.
Mm-hmm. And I want to let y'all know that, you know, if you're wondering if an at-home date is considered a real date, 86% of you said yes. It just has to actually look like a date. And let's talk about how you can make a date at home date a true date. So once you've decided that the dating at home thing is going to be real for you, you need to build out your toolbox in order to make that happen, right? Like, it's not just like, poof, we're going to date at home and miraculously we're going to have these wonderful dates. You still need to talk about the budget.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Right? Just because you're at home, do you want to have a special meal? Do you want to have a special drink? Do you want to, you know, go get something? You know, people were talking about, you know, picking up board games. They were talking about, you know, doing paint by number, like things that you might actually have to go buy. So what's your budget?
There is a cost. Yeah.
There is a cost. Even if it's like your grocery budget and you're going to add a little something because you're doing an at-home date, you still need to say, okay, what are we going to put into the budget for that?
Unless I would just say, on the other side of it, if you already have the fire pit outside, you already have the wood cut, you already have the s'mores ingredients, and that's what your date night's going to be, well, then that's pretty much a zero budget for that date, if that works for you guys. So I think it can go both ways depending on what's already in the house or what you may need to pick up to make it considered a date for you too.
So you also need to have the question, how are you going to take turns planning the dates?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's just like the intimacy lifestyle. Things work so much better when both husband and wife get involved in the process. Mm-hmm. So how are you going to take turns? Because planning the date, it doesn't matter if all you have to do is walk down the stairs to your living room, or if you're getting in the car and you're driving away because you're doing an away home date, you still have the ability to gift the planning to your spouse to make it easy for them so that they don't have to have all the thought processes going on and just feeling fatigued. You gift them your intentionality.
Mm.
That is a gift, and it's not something to be taken lightly, and it's not something to take for granted. Like, if your spouse is planning all the dates, you need to step up your game. I'm just going to call you out. You need to step it up and start getting involved in that process. The other thing the two of you need to consider, and this is definitely much harder at home, is, and this goes back to the very first show in the series, how are you going to give your undivided attention?
I think that's the biggest one.
Because when you're at home, there are so, so many distractions.
And for those of you who work at home, there's even more. Mm-hmm. I really do believe that. Or those of us who have, you know, who have an office, and yet maybe you also have a home office, or your laptop comes home with you. This is an area, it's huge. It is undivided attention. How are we doing that for one another? And what are we setting up and adhering to, so that way we do make this a special time for one another?
Mm-hmm. Because it's everything from phones and tablets and all the electronics to dirty laundry and dishes in the sink.
Yes.
Right? It's not just... Oh, yes. It's not just the stuff, the electronic stuff that can distract you. Like, you might be all cuddled up and you set the clothes in the dryer before, you know, date night started, and all of a sudden the dryer buzzer goes off and you're like, oh shoot, I've got to hop up and get that so the stuff doesn't get wrinkled. Well, that's a slight buzzkill to the feelings of romance.
Especially, right? Especially if you're the guy and you're like ready to go. You're like, I'm about to just take you and have fun right now. And then your like, wife jumps up. Been like, there.
Wash it tomorrow.
Been there.
Wash it tomorrow. Or other things. You know, like it's looking at that and saying, okay, where are we going to put our phones? So that they're not like, are we going to put them on do not disturb? Mm-hmm. Especially if you're at home and your kids are already in bed. Like, there shouldn't be anybody calling you that's got an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Can you put it on do not disturb and not pick it up? That's why we have the safe in our kitchen. It's why we have the safe in our Amazon shop to say, you know, sometimes you just got to put your phones in the safe so that you don't pick it up and be like, oh yeah, let me just check this. Mm-hmm. Right? Are you going to do something brand new on this date? Right? Are you going to try something that you haven't tried before? I mean, I loved going through all of the suggestions because there were couples that did paint by numbers.
What is this?
Do you remember like when we were kids, there was paint by, like you can get canvases that have numbers and you can set them up and you've got the paints that correspond with the numbers. Did you never do paint by numbers?
No. You, like the paint has a number. So if red is one and there's a one on the paint board, you put.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh my gosh. Like that was totally a thing. Okay. Up. But you know, like they're just having this creative time together.
Yeah.
Something brand new.
Cool.
You know, a lot of you said that you would try new recipes on date nights. You know, that was kind of your experiment. Tony's like, he's giving me this look like that could go like really well, or it could go maybe not so well. But that's an option, right? Can you, you know, and this next one like blew me away and I shared it with Tony before we recorded the show, but can you pick a different time of day for your dates?
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple in the one family that has breakfast in bed dates on Saturday mornings. And I shared that with, we're usually walking the beach. That's our walk and talk time. But I'm like, oh.
Mm-hmm. But as we've been going through this series, to me, I feel like our walk and talk on Saturday morning is our low cost date.
Oh, for sure.
Because really that is us getting out every week and we have that time together. We usually stop by a coffee shop. Sometimes we'll go do breakfast at our favorite place there in Del Mar. And to me, as we've gone through this, like, I love that time. And that has become, to me, that has become our date time. And if we don't get out on a, you know, a Friday night or a Saturday night to go do something, I'm okay. In all honesty, because I get that time every week with you, no matter what, which is similar to what this couple does, but they just have breakfast in bed every Saturday morning, which is fantastic as well.
I think I've had breakfast in bed twice in 23 years of marriage.
We're not breakfast in bed people.
Well, maybe we should try. Like, let's not make a declaration like that. There could be options.
No. The reason I don't like it is because there's crumbs and I don't want crumbs in my bed.
So we could do breakfast in bed and then have that be like after, like wash the sheets after.
It just makes more work. That's just me.
Well, I guess.
If you want to make me breakfast in bed, let me know.
No, I was kind of hoping that was going to go the other way.
Yeah. God. Oh, I see. Yeah. Got it.
The problem with that too is that I'm usually the first one up, so I'd have to stay in bed. But you know, just as a final consideration, I want you to think about what you can do when you're dating at home that you can't do anywhere else. And again, fabulous ideas coming out of the one family. You know, one couple said, well, we have naked night.
I think that works. I love that idea. I think that works when the kids are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's something like you're at away from the home. Like maybe you're doing a weekend date, and so that date night is like sort of like in your room or something of that.
You have to know the kids are not going to wake up or come outside. Or
right.
Come down.
Because I love that. Oh gosh. I love that. Just, hey, let's walk around naked.
Yeah.
Especially when it's warmer.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Like right now it's a little chilly in San Diego. It's like 60-ish and it's just like, and it's even dropping a little lower in like the 50s and 40s at times. So that's a little rough. But that one I would love to do. Kids at teenage years, that's sketch.
But you can't do that if you go out. Well, like I just want to establish, like, that's why it's one of those like fabulous how to date at home.
I know. I love that one. I'm just saying that's what I want. I would love to
Tony
do
wants,
more.
And he's like, more it's of that, just, please.
Ugh.
More of that, please. Yep. You know, soaking in your jacuzzi, taking mm-hmm. those baths, those things that you can't do if you're sitting in a restaurant. I'm just going to call it out.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one couple that said, you know what? The thing that they do that I know they couldn't possibly do anywhere else, they make their own deer sausage. Like doing that together and having that creative outlet together, making the sausage. You need your kitchen for that. Mm-hmm. Like that's the only place you can do it. And it's taking the gifts, the creativity, everything that's inside the two of you and saying, what can we do with this? And I just want to encourage you, I mean, I've mentioned it every week. We've mentioned it every week. If you haven't gotten your date night done right guide,
do it.
And do it. And then as you've listened to this show and the two that come before it, where we talked about creative date ideas, we talked about low cost, and here we've talked about dating at home. If the two of you took the time to make a list, individually make a list for each one of those shows, potentially you could have somewhere in the vicinity of like 60 different date ideas.
Yeah. If you think if you did 10 to 20 per part here that we did mm-hmm. in each category, you know, you could be anywhere from like 30 to 60 different ideas each of you would have.
Right.
And then there would be overlap. And so, heck, even if you ended up at like 40 or even if you ended up at 20 mm-hmm. between the two of you, holy cow, that takes you through the rest of the year.
What changes this year, you guys? What changes if just like, you know, making the intimacy lifestyle, you know, a part of what your marriage looks like? What changes if you make dating your spouse a part of who the two of you are this year? And I'll tell you in one word, it's everything.
Yeah. It's time to dream again. That's what it's about. This year's hashtag is dream again. So what are you going to do to dream again that's going to, in your date life, that's going to totally transform your marriage come the end of this year? That's what you need to be looking at. What's that going to look like when you dream again to have those dates that are so extraordinary? You come back and you're like, that was it. That is something that I just am going to hold on to. That memory is going to be something I'm holding on to for the rest of my life. We love you guys. We hope that this series gave you a ton of resources to go out there, date your spouse in fun and different ways. Join us next week for our new series, Step Into a Sex Challenge. Yep, we're talking about sex challenges. Love you guys. Have a great week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.